Why, hello there, Hill.
Hey, Jenny, how are you?
I'm doing pretty okay. How about yourself?
I'm doing well, thank you.
Yeah.
We are recording on an unusual Monday instead of Sunday.
I know.
It is Monday, January 29th. If you're listening, it is on or after January 31st. This is season 6, episode 5.
Yeah. And welcome to Kissing, Loves, and Breaking Hearts with the Garden Tarts. That's us.
And thank you for listening.
Yeah. We are pleased to report that the band is back on stage.
Yay.
Hallelujah.
Something to talk about. Good Lord.
And they gave us a little bit to talk about. There actually is some news is spinning to talk about. So that's good. For sure.
Yeah.
It's Monday. So they played Friday and Saturday of this past weekend back after the holidays. And gosh, I heard the shows were just amazing. Apparently the vibe in the venue was just awesome, especially that Friday night.
It sounds like those shows totally rocked, especially the first one.
Yeah, which I was very surprised because I feel like that's not on brand.
To come back.
For a show back.
Yeah. Maybe they were.
And then have a hard night would have been on brand.
Right. Just to get back, you know, into their footing again. But they
maybe being in the same venue. That makes sense. Being in the same venue. Maybe that made it easier.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sure it did. But yeah. They played Sweetest Thing with Bono on keyboard, which was exciting to watch. And they played a cover, a full cover, not a snippet, a full cover song.
Like on the set list cover.
Yeah. Don't Dream It's Over by Crowded House. People went wild, it sounds like. That's really rare. You don't hear that.
No.
You don't hear that very often. You hear snippets all the, you know, throughout everything all the time. But a full dedicated song, that's
and
a cover.
And we were like, who died? Who's in the audience? Blah, blah, blah. A friend of ours speculated that it is a commentary on Trump and the election and such. But I admit that I do not know the song very well and would have to go look at it.
Yeah, I know it pretty well. I can see that. That makes sense.
I mean, they didn't put it there just for fun.
No. But honestly, so they played the identical set list the second night, which is something that drives me absolutely nuts.
Right.
And I think this would be, if I haven't asked it before, I'm sure I have. But if I was having... No, I take it back. I wouldn't ask this question over Whiskey and Cake because I think it would be the end of Whiskey and Cake. But I'd ask, you know, do you not realize that most people go, like, if it's two nights in a row, you're going to have a lot of repeat customers. Do you not realize that?
Yeah, I mean, and it doesn't cost anything to swap a song out.
No, it doesn't.
One song.
I'm kind of hoping that that doesn't stay in the set list. Because as magnificent as it was here once.
Yeah.
I don't need to hear it every night.
It's really strange to have a cover in a set list two nights in a row. That's not like a snippet. Like that's... Or, like, something Vegas. I don't know.
Now, I kind of...
I mean, like, I know they did Satellite of Love and stuff on Zoo TV, but it was Satellite. Like, it made sense with the theme.
So, this was something that... this was a note in my head. That's the only... That would be the only exception to me. Especially
Satellite
for...
Satellite of Love.
That's something that's so needed in that part of the set list. Like, if they just did it once, I think the whole world would be happy.
That and Can't Help Falling in Love with You.
That would be amazing too.
Oh, which was also on Zoo TV. Yeah. What?
Those two would be just perfect together.
Yeah. In like perfect callbacks.
Yeah.
To Zoo TV. But
I'd like for them to play those at least once. They've got a little bit more time. So.
Yeah. Oh, Saturday Love would be awesome.
It would be amazing to hear that.
Yeah.
So, kind of getting to another subject, but maybe in a small bit of an explanation of why the set list was absolutely identical. So they announced this week that they're going to be playing at the Grammys. From what I first read, it was going to be live from the Sphere.
Right.
But then.
But I think that word live is tricky.
It's recorded live.
Recorded live.
So I think.
Yeah.
They're just doing Atomic City, but I'm sure that they don't just record that one little bit for the broadcast. You know, I mean, even though they might just use that one little bit, I'm sure that they record more than that. It might have been that's why the sets were absolutely identical, except for the snippets weren't. But it might be why the sets were identical was just to make sure that they had the same flow both nights.
Yeah. Because
apparently both nights were recorded.
Right.
For the
Grammy. I read they changed some like camera placement around and stuff like that to record for the Grammys. It did also say it was going to be paired with a special presentation, I think. So I don't know what that is. Let me see what it just says. The event. Okay, you two have been announced as performers at the 2024 Grammys, where they will deliver the first ever broadcast performance from Sphere in Las Vegas. That's broadcast performance sounds live,
but it's
live to me, right? The event will also feature a special awards presentation, which makes me wonder if they are giving or receiving an award.
When are their shows this week? I mean, I know they don't have a show Sunday night.
Hang on, I'm looking at something. Okay, there's shows this coming week.
I assume are Wednesday, Friday, and Saturday.
Yeah. They are. Yeah, there's not. The Grammys are on the 4th, I think. Is that right?
They're on Sunday.
Oh, they're on Sunday. Yeah, that's the 4th. Yeah. So, yeah, either way, I'm excited to see it.
Yeah.
Because the Sphere be cool, yo. Like.
Yeah. I think I'm not going to cool. Watch it. I might. Watch it the next
show. I won't stay up and actually watch it on the TV.
No.
As it's being broadcast.
So I believe
I'll watch it the next day.
It was a year ago for the Super Bowl, wasn't it? The Super Bowl? That they announced the Sphere.
Yeah, it was a Super Bowl ad, yeah.
Yeah.
It was a teaser though. Wasn't it a teaser ad? Oh, then there was a teaser ad that sent you to a website.
Right. Because we watched that live. Because I had to watch it.
It was like the last ad of the entire game.
So stupid. Was that? It was at the Super Bowl, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was a Super Bowl ad. And it was one of the very last ads.
Yeah. I just remember that being super lame and anticlimactic.
Well, and were all the people, the fans and the lookalikes? No, that... Was that that?
No, I don't think so.
I don't even remember. It was. I just remember being like.
Or maybe it was, but it was. It was lame.
Yeah, I don't know what we were expecting, but it wasn't that. Anyway, we digress.
Yes.
A year ago, our world turned upside down when we found out we were going to be going to Vegas. So there we go. Some special stuff going on in Vegas Zoo Station. I guess it was Wednesday or Thursday night, they had a special, well, two nights in a row, they had a special listening of the new remastered Octum Baby in the cinema at Zoo Station. A friend of ours went and she said it was like bananas amazing.
Yeah.
That there was just sound coming from like all different directions. She said it was really, really cool. One of the guys that helped remaster it was there. As well as, I think, two representatives from Dolby or something to present it. So it's fun they did that for fans. It was supposed to be the world premiere of it, and then it got, but like iTunes put it out the day before.
I haven't listened to it yet. I need to.
I don't have good enough headphones to really listen to it, but I did put it on the headphones that I have and just kind of listened intentionally. And Zeus, I'm definitely like, I can't tell you what's different. I can just tell stuff is different.
Yeah.
And every once in a while, like a song, and then I started going on with my day and kind of stopped paying attention. But every once in a while, I'd be like, oh, wait, what was that? It's like my senses know just from hearing it so much that something's different, but I can't tell you what it is.
Yeah. Yeah. I need to listen with my AirPods, my good ones too.
Yeah. Anyway, that's cool. Sounds like that. I think what they said it's like 18 months and 5 studios, something like that. Like, I can't even imagine. I don't even understand how things take so long. I just don't understand.
No.
That's
my technical understanding.
I'm going to guess it took a really long time, was really hard and really expensive. So I'll just respect it. I got my YouTube subscriber gift in the mail today.
So did I.
It still smells like brush ink.
I haven't opened mine yet.
I opened it. It was wrapped in plastic. It came in a record size box, something that would hold like 2 or 3 records, thick enough for 2 or 3 records, and maybe more. Yeah, about 3 records. And I opened it, and the book was wrapped in plastic. And so I opted that, and I'm flipping through it. And I'm like, what is that? Like, I couldn't tell. Like, this smell is so familiar. What is it? What is it? What is it? And I realize it's from the printing press. It's That's the really ink. Cool. And I remember that from when I was at the Rock Hall and used to be like edit our publications. And you'd get them right from the printer. But anyway, it's really cool. I can't wait to read through it. I love it's the opening spread or the tattoos, which is really cool.
Very cool.
Oh, shout out to, speaking of the tattoos, our friend at Beth and Bono, who does the YouTube tattoo project. She is, I'm sure you've seen that she is a very skilled concert photographer. She has done like
very
mad, incredible hairstyle stuff. Stuff with, oh my God, the YouTube stuff is just like, I mean, talk about a fan who knows her subject. She knows exactly what she's looking for when she's photographing the band. But she has a calendar you can buy with her photography.
And that's exciting.
And I can't tell you the link, but if you go to Beth Ann Bono is her Instagram and her Twitter, you can go look at it. And if you're into supporting fan produced, like incredibly high quality products, she's worth it. And it's like a big calendar that like flips like tall with like the coil on the top. Can you like picture that style? So the pictures I think are pretty big and glorious. So just a little props to her for getting that done.
We have
waiting. Oh, go ahead.
I don't have the text, but you sent me a text that we charted in a new country.
We did. What was it?
I don't remember.
Let me find it. Well, I hadn't. It's a country I hadn't noticed before. Romania. Hello, Romania.
If you are listening in Romania, please reach out and tell us how you heard about us.
Yeah.
And thank you.
Yeah, For sure, Romania.
Like, 116 on the charts in Romania.
Well, and you know, it's because probably one person in Romania listened to it, and they might have clicked on it on accident, and they might have thought it was about gardening or cooking tarts, baking tarts. But that's fine.
It's under music, though.
That's big. So we're listed under music and music commentary. And I think the music commentary category is easy to get into. But the music is really broad.
Yeah. Yeah. So please reach out to us if you're our listener from Romania.
Yeah.
Or any country off the beaten path.
Or anywhere. Just let us hear from all of you.
Where you're listening from.
Let us know what state you're in. Let us know what country you're in. We love hearing from you. Maybe if enough of you reach out, we'll like track it and share.
Yeah.
On like a little graphic map. That'd be fun. People we hear from.
Okay, we had another topic. I'm trying to remember what it was.
Was it band related?
Yeah.
Got the Grammys. Octane Remastered. The book. The shows.
I feel like there was one more. Maybe not. Maybe.
Not that I can think of.
Maybe it was in my head.
I don't think I had anything else.
No, then maybe I miscounted.
Maybe it just felt like a lot more.
Yeah.
Than what it turned into.
Maybe it did.
Yeah.
It was wishful thinking that we had more content.
But I think that's it for now.
Yep.
Yeah.
So next week, we'll have three more shows to discuss.
And the Grammys. And the Grammys. May have to wait until Monday to record.
Yeah.
If we want to talk about the Grammys.
That's fine with me.
Yeah, I can do that. Yeah, because it would be silly to not include that.
Yeah. And I'm so curious to know how the shows are going to go that are scheduled for the following weekend, which is Super Bowl. It just seems silly to have U2 shows in Las Vegas at the same time. Not on the same night, but the same weekend as the rest of the world's going to be in Las Vegas for
the Super Bowl. It is crazy. But also, I mean, the Super Bowl is massive. I was going to say there's huge ass things going on all the time. Like U2 is not necessarily anyone. It's the biggest thing for us going on in Las Vegas. But there are big people playing in Vegas all the time.
Yeah.
I mean, if you were going that weekend, y'all, just pack your patience because the show is going to be full of non-U2 fans.
Yep, that's for sure. And,
God, it's going to be crazy. Where is the stadium in Vegas compared to the Strip? Because that can make a difference.
It's Allegiant Field, I believe. Allegiant Stadium. But I don't know how far off the Strip it is.
Oh, it's not far at all. It's a very, very long block from the Strip. It's not far. It's the closest. It's like by Mandalay Bay.
Oh, okay.
Like, here, let me find. Where the fuck's the Venetian? Still, I just absolutely don't understand this town. Still know where things are. Yeah, there's like Mandalay Bay and all the things that are behind it. And then there's a highway. And then there's the stadium. So it makes sense for people to stay in hotels.
Yeah.
Right there.
God, I can't even imagine the chaos that's going to be.
Absolutely cannot imagine. going to be crazy town. Where's... Oh, there's the niche. Okay. Oh, yeah, it's closer to Sphere than I'd want it to be. Anyway, we're not going then, so...
No.
Fine with that.
Good luck if you are. Let us know if you are. I'd love to hear...
Oh, they changed the visuals for Ultraviolet.
Oh, yeah. I did hear about the people disappointed.
Yeah. It sounds like it was cool in concept. But why? If you don't want to hear this, skip ahead a few minutes. They changed the graphic to a mirror ball, a great big circle mirror ball that then the band's inside. And I guess it's supposed to look like it's, like, lighting up, sparkling all over. But I guess it's pretty static, like, it's pretty boring compared to what it was. Man, I mean, it just doesn't sound Ultraviolet to me.
Mm-mm.
So, I guess we'll see if it sticks around or not.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They don't usually take a hint. So I think it'll stick around.
Yeah. I mean, the other Ultraviolet with, like, oh my God, like, just, like, exploding plumes. Like, I mean, the photos that came out of that were just mad. Like, amazing. Maybe they're just trying to create more different looks for press and stuff, too. Like, if graphics change, it's worth coming out and seeing again. Testing new things on the screen. Like, I don't know.
I read that when Fish play, that they're going to have four different shows with four different set lists and four totally different shows of graphics.
Oh, I'm sure they are. But does this mean they're going to have a set list with graphics? They're going to have to. But what if they decide they want to jam an extra 10 minutes?
Well, they said they're not going to have like a, I mean, it might be a set list, but every night's going to be different.
Right. But I'm just saying, like, it's my understanding it, the Fish show, that they just start to improv.
Yeah, they much probably like, can't do that when it's so graphic heavy.
Unless they can just keep playing the same graphic over and over. Just hit repeat.
Right. Stretch it.
Right. Don't stop at. That'll be interesting.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm not surprised that you will have different stuff, which means it is possible. If you're playing a Wednesday, Friday, and Saturday, you could have a Wednesday show, a Friday show, and a Saturday show. And then you never know which one you're going to get.
Right.
Goodness gracious.
They
have their ways, and they've worked with... The U2s have had their ways. It has worked for them. And we keep showing up, so...
It's clearly working for us.
Clearly it's working for us, too.
Hasn't stopped us yet. No, exactly. It seems like some people thrive off of things being, you know, static like that.
Oh, I believe it.
I mean fans. Like fans.
Oh, yeah.
I thrive off of something being a little different. I mean, I do like, you know, some repetition, but...
Right.
I like, you know, in some parts of the set, you like knowing what's going to come next, obviously.
Right. And it's nice to have a surprise or two. Our band does well with repetition.
Yeah.
Our singer does well with repetition.
Yes.
So that works. I'll take it. Okay.
Okay. Well, on that note.
I guess that's it for now.
Yep. Unless I think of that fourth thing, which...
It may not exist.
Might not exist.
Watch you text me later, and it's something so obvious that...
We said it. I have no idea.
No.
Well, whatever it is, it'll have to wait till next week.
Wait till next week. Okay, y'all. Well, have a great rest of your week and a good weekend. And if you're traveling, be safe. And we'll talk to you next week.
Thanks for listening.
Okay, if you're in Romania, reach out. In Ghana, we haven't heard from you yet either, Ghana.
Please say hi.
Please. Okay. Well, good night.
Bye. We'll be back next week with more U2ish content.
In the meantime, keep chatting with us on social media at @_GardenTarts.
Sign up for our newsletter at thegardentarts.com and share with your U2 friends.
You can support us on Patreon, buy me a coffee, and leave us a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts.
Kissing Lips and Breaking Hearts, a U2ish podcast with the Garden Tarts, is created, produced, and edited by us, the Garden Tarts.
Intro and outro music by December.
See you next week.